Our shugly pig is getting a bit more shuglier, if that's a word, as our continued on-field struggles were there for all to see against St Johnstone on Wednesday night and St Mirren yesterday. No new manager bounce, no fight, no hope. Are we really heading towards a relegation battle? And this showing, it very much looks like it, with only 4 points between us and County in 11th. Pre and post-match reaction from both matches coming up. Aberdeen Women were back in action this afternoon for their difficult trip to Glasgow City at Peterhills Park. Aberdeen's official financial planning partner, Gary Walker Wealth Management, hosted a family fun day at Pittodrie recently. We hear from Gary, some of the attendees, and Graham Shinney as well. And we have the normal roundup from the rest of the matches in the SPFL and Highland League, and some Dons and supporters news on the AFC Donscast on Sunday, the 3rd of March.
The wait is finally almost over because Celebrity Big Brother The Launch hits our screen at 9 p.m. on Monday the 4th of March.
Yes, and it is going to be absolutely live. That is going to be the first time anyone sees those housemates. I cannot wait. It's so soon.
I am so excited. I don't know what I'm wearing.
Oh, God, what am I wearing?
I don't know.
We better not wear the same thing, AJ.
So tune in, ITV1 and ITVX.
Hello and welcome to the AFC Donscast from the Inverness Reds. It's Graham Mackay here with your weekly Dons news roundup. The final few fixtures ahead of the split in the middle of April on paper don't look that daunting. Dundee away on the 13th of March, Motherwell away on the 16th and Ross County at home on the 30th, Livingston away on the 6th of April and Dundee at home on the 13th of April. But what we've seen over the past few months, it's far from certain that the top six is a dead cert. It would be a brave move to boot Warnock at this stage. And indeed, I can't see Dave Cormack taking that decision. But the silence is deafening. Or it was. Chairman Dave Cormack took to X last night with the following statement. Dons fans, Alan Barrows and I totally get your frustration. That was sickening to watch at the end in injury time today. The criticism that we are only here when things are going well is fair, but that's mainly because we cannot answer questions about our employees, like our players and coaches, or discuss detailed concerns which could impact morale. Contrasting our play in Europe only 10 weeks ago beating Eintracht Frankfurt and reaching the Scottish League Cup final, our league form with the same squad has been awful and baffling. The support and backing, including today, with 1,000 singing from start to finish, has been brilliant. We too kick every ball and go through all the emotional highs and lows watching the team. We know it's hard going right now, but I can assure you we don't do walking away and we'll get this right. The statement doesn't change anything. It doesn't give us any insight as to how it's going to be fixed. And the evidence in front of us and our predicament was clearly shown in our midweek outing against St Johnstone. The manager previewed the match.
Neil, four changes tonight, and I guess anybody left out can't really be complaining off the back of the Saturday performance.
No, we've had to just make a few changes, that's all, just to freshen it up, really. Like you say, Saturday weren't very good at all, and it's good. I think looking forward to seeing young Jack play. And then, you know, one or two other coming in, so they've got to show me what they can do.
Yeah, you've got Jack Milne and you've got Angus McDonald coming in as well, and I guess they give you what you felt you were lacking at the weekend, which is a bit of physique.
Yeah, I think, and you know, he's been unlucky really since I've been here, but I think he just deserves his opportunity, and tonight I think he's looking forward to it, if I'm honest.
It's a chance tonight, isn't it, to steer a little bit further away from the wrong end of the Premiership?
Well, it's a chance to get on the winning run. You know, we've got to try and win a game. And, you know, I thought we were unlucky the last two home matches. I thought we could have won both of them. And we've got to take that step further. But you start with a clean sheet. And it'd be lovely to have a clean sheet, even to score a goal first. I think every game I've played in, we've lost the goal, you know, early doors. So I'm hoping that the lads coming in can just give us a little bit of a lift and help us.
And how important, Neil, off the back of Kilmarnock, is it not to be pushed around tonight?
Well, I think they push most teams around on that pitch. I think it'd be a different one in the Cup. But let's think one thing at a time. I think let's get St Johnstone first.
Feeling good about tonight?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing the changes as well.
Yeah, good man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Aberdeen sank to a 2-0 defeat against St Johnstone on Wednesday night. Nicky Clark's penalty late in the first half opened the scoring, and Benjamin Kimbioka netted a second 13 minutes from time. Aberdeen was finding it hard to provide any service for Boyan Majoski, and their best opportunities came in the first half from midfielders Jamie McGrath and Graham Shinney, but both to no avail. While Aberdeen may have had the volume of chances, the visitors looked sharp on the break, with Kimbioka having the run of Gartonman. It wasn't pretty, and shouts of sack the board echoed around Pittodrie at full-time.
Neil, it's been a shocking run of results, and that was a bit of a nightmare tonight, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, you know, I think we had 18 shots at goal. We had some great chances. You've got to take your goals, give you a lift, and then we go and give a penalty away like that, and a second goal, which, well, it's typical of what we've been doing since I've been here. Anyhow, the goals we've conceded, so we've got to look at it and try and work with what we've got and get better out of it. I can understand the fans' frustration, you know, that doesn't bother me at all, you know, because they want to see us win games. But, you know, you have to take the opportunities that you get, and we didn't, and they took their, well, I mean, they were gifted the first one, weren't they? Mm-hmm. And then the second.
And the way things are going, when you concede even one goal, coming back looks a major challenge.
Well, it does. I thought, you know, like Motherwell, we conceded three and come back. So I think it's just, you know, when we get the opportunities, when you're one-on-one with a keeper, you know, we had two or three of them and couldn't score. They had one and scored. You know, it's one of those things, isn't it, when things aren't going well for you. You know, that's how it seems to be.
Are you scratching your head about what to do?
I think, well, the thing is, we have got what we've got. It's no good saying we can bring somebody in and this, that and the other. We can't. So I think we've just got to try and keep going. I mean, St Mirren will be rubbing their hands, won't they, for Saturday, and Killy in the cup. But we've got to come up with something. We've got to work and hard, and the staff have been really good. And tonight I was pleased with four or five tonight, and disappointed with another four or five. So there were some pluses tonight for me as a manager, but obviously the result was poor.
Have you had much of a chance to speak to the players afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And what do you get back from them?
Well, that's for me. I think today was just a dressing room talk, really. I think that should be kept within the dressing room. Do you know what I mean?
St Mirren away was probably going to be a tough fixture anyway, because they're very strong at home. But especially when Aberdeen at the moment have got that sort of vulnerability about them.
Absolutely, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see my selection and who wants to be up for it, really. Because you can't go to St Mirren and not want to, you know, want to. You're going to have to dig in there. And that's what I've got to see in the next few days.
And it's not as if you're going to have much time on the training ground between now and then, so you're kind of going to have to base it on what happened at the weekend and what happened tonight.
Yeah, I mean, last week we had a game in midweek and the other team, Hibs, didn't have one. And then tonight, Wednesday, they played last night, didn't they? So extra day for them. But we've just got to get on with the fixtures of what they are. Like I said, in every press conference since I've been here, you can't keep giving silly goals away. We're not going to win a game if we give silly goals away like that. We've got to stop doing that and get clean sheets.
Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, son.
Sorry. Good luck.
We were Paisley bound yesterday, and the manager gave us his thoughts ahead of the match.
Yeah, we have. We've got to be positive. We it's no good feeling sorry for ourselves. We know what's going on, and we talk about the silly mistakes, but I think we've got to be positive. I think that's got to come from me, and the lads have got to have, you know, put the fear side away. You know, I mean, you know, we shouldn't concede the goals. I mean, anybody knows that, but we have done, and we've got to try and eliminate the little silly mistakes and give ourselves a chance. You know, I mean, how many times? I mean, Killy was 30 seconds to go, wasn't it? And the other night with 2 minutes to go. It would be nice. It's not happened while I've been here in the league to score first. It doesn't happen, does it, very often? So we've just got to stay on the front foot and be positive. Fans have been good. I've no problem with fans. I think they've been really good, mate. And I'm sure they're travelling, you know. All they want to see, they want to see the team doing, you know, giving everything and doing well, and that's what I want to see.
O'Hara and Olasanya scored for St Mirren in stoppage time to earn a 2-1 win to deny Neil Warnock his first league win with the Dons. Conor Barron's goal after just 62 seconds looks set to earn us a first league win for 2 months as the Dons held St Mirren at bay for 90 minutes. And we looked like holding out for the win, but Nicky Devlin tripped Olasanya and after a 3-minute delay, VAR decided it had been inside rather than outside the box. Mark O'Hara scoring from the spot kick. The sucker blow came just moments later after Olasanya volleyed in what proved to be the winner for the hosts. Aberdeen slipped to 10th in the league and are well and truly in a relegation battle.
Neil, that's a nightmare into the game. Just at a point where Aberdeen looks to be getting all 3 points.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that was the first time I felt we're going to get a clean sheet. It's a cool game sometimes, football. I don't, at times you don't know what to say, really. That's unusual for me. Yeah. But it's a disappointment. You know, the penalty, it shouldn't take that long. I mean, the lad's done well, but Nicky, he can't put his legs anywhere at all. The lad's gone in front of him, but he's gone in front of him by flinging it in front. I don't think it's a penalty when you look at it. When somebody that's played the game knows that the player is doing that on a purpose. But even so, to see that go in, I mean, how long did it take? Must have been 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe six minutes.
Our lads going for bloody getting cold freezing or some of them. It can't go on like that, VAR. That's a disgrace. It's a bloody cold afternoon this afternoon. And they've stood around for 5 minutes.
And I think the minute he gave it as a foul, then when it was ruled to be inside the box, I guess it has to be a penalty at that point.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Factually, they were looking at the penalty box. But you can't tell me 100% that that's in the box. I don't even think it's a foul, me, when I look at it. But, you know, that once they give it, and then the disappointment of waiting all that time, you know. So, not many things today. It's not, you know, as I say, I don't really feel like talking today. But we've got a cup match next week now. It'll be a disappointing few days now. But then we've got to get our mind on the cup.
And at the point when the penalty is given and they score and it's 1-1, that's the point at which you have to say, right, OK, we wanted all 3 points, but let's make sure we get 1 point.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, Shinny just said that in the dressing room. You know, I didn't have to say anything. They know how disappointing it is. You know, what's the point of defending for 92 minutes and then giving goals away? But, you know, as I said, I just thought it was so long to wait for it. And on a freezing afternoon, I can't believe it, mate, at times.
It feels like quite a devastating result, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. And there's no other word for it. The fans were good. The players give everything. I thought Killian Phillips was fabulous today. Thought he covered every blade of grass. Tay hadn't played all season, and you know, cracking goal from Connor. So it's just disappointing.
And it's difficult to kind of look at the positives. And over 90 minutes, there were a lot of positives, and there was a lot more dig about the performance and everything. But ultimately, it's another defeat.
Absolutely. You've said it all, really. I don't think I can add any more to that.
And the pick-up towards next weekend and the Cup quarter-final is a massive job, isn't it?
It is, huh? Yeah, I mean, I've got to pick myself up first this weekend, because I've never felt as bad as this for a few years. And it's, you know, the lads gave everything. They didn't deserve that. And that's the criminal thing about today.
Thanks, Neil.
Thank you.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Motherwell upset the odds to beat Premiership leaders Rangers 2-1 at Ibrox on Saturday to move to within 2 points of the top six. Dan Casey headed the winner after James Tavernier had cancelled out a Theo Bear opener. Hibs moved into the top six with a 2-0 victory over Ross County at Easter Road. Dundee and Kilmarnock drew 2-2 at Dens Park, while it was 1-1 between St Johnstone and bottom club Livingston in Perth. Dundee United edged a point clear at the top of the Championship with a 1-0 draw against Partick Thistle at Firhill. Ninth place Inverness Carly Thistle ended Morton's long unbeaten run with a 2-0 win in Greenock. Dunfermline Athletic are up to fifth after beating Ayr United 2-0 at East End Park. Airdrieonians and Queen's Park drew 1-0 at the Excelsior Stadium. Falkirk were held to a 1-0 draw by Annan Athletic in League One, but the leaders have a 14-point advantage over Hamilton Accies, who thrashed Kelty Hearts 5-0 at New Central Park. Montrose leapfrogged Alloa Athletic to go third in the table after beating the Wasps 4-3 at Lynx Park. Cove Rangers were 2-0 winners away to Edinburgh City, while it finished 2-2 between Queen of the South and Stirling Albion at Palmerston. Stenhouse Muir are 17 points clear in League 2 after beating Bonnyrigg Rose 1-0 at New Dundas Park. Peterhead lost 1-0 at Dumbarton, and East Fife defeated the Spartans 3-1 at Ainslie Park. Bottom club Clyde beat Elgin City 2-1 at New Douglas Park to close the gap on Stranraer to 3 points after the Blues drew 0-0 with Forfar Athletic at Stair Park. In the Highland League, Rora Rangers lost out to Fraserburgh 2-1. Devon Vale shared the points with Rothes in their 2-2 draw. Henley were 3-0 winners against Forest Mechanics at home. Inverurie Local Works and Lossiemouth played out a 1-0 draw, as did Nairn County and Clach. Wick Academy were 3-1 winners against Fermartin United. Hearts beat Celtic 2-0 in an incident-packed game at Tynecastle earlier today, as the visitors missed the chance to go top of the Premiership table.
We are live in Amsterdam.
Hooray!
Yay!
Pippa was very keen on us going to get some audio from one of the tourist attractions.
I see you. She just winked at me. Oh, then she winked at me again.
Now, what do we do?
What was that?
What are you doing?
It's attractive being indoors because it just looks so warm.
And it's been delivered by a guy on a bike. Oh, no!
Happy birthday, mate.
Oh, no!
I hope you're a better DJ than you are a cake deliverer.
I try.
Oh, no! Yes, Chris!
What do you mean, oh, no? Oh,
we've got to pop up here and say happy birthday, and that's the response we get.
Well, for that, I'm not stripping.
Now, leave your clothes on, Declan. Leave them on. How's Amsterdam?
It's interesting.
Oh. Is it?
It's an eye-opener.
Good answer.
I found Judge Rinder in your passage.
Brilliant.
Nick Ferrari is in your passage.
Now, can you see him easily?
That's lovely. Yeah, you can spot him. Chris?
Yes?
I'm in your passage.
Done! So, first show done in Amsterdam. It went very, very well. I'm going to get on my Amsterdam bike and we're going to go and explore the city, which basically means do some drinking. See you tomorrow.
The Chris Moyles Big Birthday Show in Amsterdam on Radio X.
And you can continue with listening to the Chris Moyles Show Monday to Friday on Radio X from 6:30 a.m. and Saturdays from 8. Aberdeen women returned to action in the SWPL earlier today to face Glasgow City at Peter Hills Park. Clint Lancaster and Bailey Hutchison previewed the match.
Yeah, it's also the last chance we get to challenge ourselves against one of these teams in the top six, and who better against obviously than the champions of last season. So we gave them a good game at home, and obviously we were ahead in that game, and some of the goals, if we look back at that, were ones that we kind of kick ourselves because maybe they were gifts for them. But we did well in that game. We played really well, and we can take confidence from that, and actually confidence from a lot of the games where we've played some of the six teams that are up there. So we've got nothing to lose, and we might as well have a go. We'll be seventh after that game, win, lose, draw. And then we can look forward to the split fixtures.
Yeah, I think it's our last game before the split, so obviously we're not going to play any top six teams after that. And yeah, they were champions last season. We gave them a good go at home. It's going to be a good game. I think we can go into it with a bit of confidence, like we managed to push them all the way to the end last time. And yeah, you never know what can happen. They've got to win if they want to get that title race, so I mean, yeah, no pressure on us. Yeah, I think we were actually more upset than we were happy that we managed to push them that way. I think we thought we deserved something from the game, but credit to them managing to go and win the game. That's what champions do. So yeah, I think we can go in with confidence. We're not going to go in scared. We're not going to go in and try and just like settle for a point or settle for a loss. We'll try and go in and we'll give them a go and we'll just see what happens.
The women's team seem to be suffering the same malaise as the men's team. Our final pre-split fixture ended in an 8-1 defeat to Glasgow City this afternoon. The only Dons goal coming from Bailey Hutchison in the 50th minute. Glasgow City scored 4 goals in each half. So it's a bottom six run in for the Dons, where we'll face Spartans on the 17th of March, Motherwell away on the 31st of March, Hamilton on the 14th of April, Montrose on the 17th of April, Dundee United away on the 21st of April, Montrose at home on the 1st of May, Hamilton away on the 5th of May, Motherwell at home on the 12th of May, Dundee United at home on the 15th of May, and the final match of the season away to Spartans on the 19th of May.
I just need to get something out in the open. We're a very open show on Unforgivable. I've always had a bit of a crush on you, Craig.
That's completely understandable, though. You know, that happens all the time to me.
I said I don't think she's your type.
I don't know, maybe 30 years ago. I don't mean that. When I was strange, darling. There was nothing to do with
it. He doesn't mean because of my age. He doesn't mean because of my age. Okay. And what's really unforgivable about that is Mel is only 36. Disgusting, Craig. Craig, how dare you? How dare you, Craig?
That's bad.
Yes! That is bad. That's bad.
Series 4 of Mel Giedroyc's Unforgivable returns to Dave later this month. The club's financial planning partner, Gary Walker Wealth Management, hosted a family fun day at Pittodrie recently. The lucky youngsters were treated to behind-the-scenes tour of the stadium and had a surprise visit from Graham Shinney and Conor Barron. Cammy caught up with Gary Walker, some of the attendees, and Graham Shinney.
Gary, it's nice and busy here in our Fraser's of Legends Lounge this afternoon. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on here?
Yes, today it's our Aberdeen Football Club family Football Club Day, and as you can see here, we've got well over 100 people here. You know, we've been working with the club for a number of years now, and I just think it's fantastic. It's the second family day we've done, but the turnout today is just incredible.
How important are events like this to showcase that a partnership with AFC and with the likes of you guys can do?
Well, I've been working with the club for, you know, a number of years now, but I think the relationship is definitely enhanced over the last few years, particularly working with Robbie Hederman and his team. It's really developed, and I think working with Robbie and the team there, bringing these days together, has just been fantastic. And I think, you know, Aberdeen Football Club with the one club in our city and seeing these kids, I really think it's important, you know, for the parents to engage with the club and to get their family along to the football club. It just means so much to so many people.
Graham, there were some happy faces here today when you and Connor turned up. How is it to see everyone?
I think they were more happy to see Connor than me. I don't think anyone's happy to see me. But no, it's good. We come to these things. The kids are all happy. They're having a tour around the stadium. They're seeing the changing rooms and having some food. And we come and sign some autographs and have some photos. It's a part of the job that we really enjoy, and it makes the kids happy.
So, Macy, you've got to meet Graham, Shinney and Connor Barron today. How was that to meet those two?
It was really good, and I got lots of signs, and it was fun.
Yeah, did you get a picture of them as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Connor's your favourite player as well, so how was that to actually meet him?
Good.
And what else have you been doing here today?
I went around the pitch and did a tour.
Oh, yeah?
And I got some photos, like, with the Tech or t-shirts and stuff.
Yeah. And how was that getting to go down to see the photography? It's cool, isn't it? It's very nice. What was your favourite part?
Getting photos with for the roos and stuff in the room and the boards.
Oh yeah. And more importantly, have you had fun?
Yeah.
How important is it as players to have a think about your financial future?
Yeah, it's massively important, and it's probably more so for the younger ones that are coming through. For the older ones like me and Johnny and Angus and that, probably already need to be thinking about life after football. But it's very important to keep these boys level-headed and to keep them on the straight and narrow with their finances is very important, because we all know what football can be like and the pressures of football and what you kind of, the perception is, and people can get carried away sometimes with that. So financially it's very important to be putting your money in the right places, and like I always say to the boys, never spend it.
And what services can Gary Walker Wealth Management offer to Aberdeen fans as well?
Well, we've been working with the club just for a period of time, and we work with, you know, a number of families, individuals, and I think financial planning is a thing that so many people really don't pay enough attention to. So I think helping families really plan for their future, come along and speak to us so we can provide tailored financial advice to everybody, you know, right across the board.
Toronto FC have signed former Aberdeen loanee Marty Longstaff. Longstaff joined Aberdeen under Stephen Glass on a season-long loan in August 2021, but was recalled early in December that year, having only made 5 appearances for the club, with only one ending in a victory at 1-0 win against Hibs. Pupils from several Aberdeen schools have had a flavour of what it would be like to be on The Apprentice by perfecting the famous Aberdeen Football Club matchday pie. The budding entrepreneurs worked with the University of Aberdeen to get a taste of what it would be like to design and market a brand new matchday pie. The matchday pie is a favourite among local football fans, with thousands being sold at Pittodrie at each home game, and the creative young team savoured the opportunity to come up with some new formations. Some of the suggestions kicked around include the meaty treat made of steak and custard, the caramel whipped cream and berries pie, and the Pittodrie quarter pie, with each quarter containing either burger, pizza, chocolate or apple. Aberdeen are considering a summer move for Celtic keeper Benjamin Sigrist. Kelleroos is out of contract at the end of the season and has still to commit to a new deal. The Pittodrie recruitment team is covering all bases and looking at alternative options should Roos decide to move on.
Every journey has to begin somewhere. I came up with that. Last season, I saw the world in a new light. Now I'm back on the road and taking on Europe.
47 different kinds of mosquitoes. Now I'm really excited about this trip.
I'll educate my taste buds.
Wow, that was so good.
Experience some beautiful hotels. Continue to test my limits.
Look at me, no hands.
And give my family tree a shake.
That's a workout. Luckily, I've got air conditioning.
Way out of my element here. Way out. These are the moments you remember.
Here is a panic button.
Why would somebody need a panic button? Oh my God.
Eugene Levy normally hates travelling. In this 8-part globe-trotting series, the Emmy Award-winning actor steps out of his comfort zone and takes us to some of the world's most beautiful locations. The Reluctant Travel with Eugene Levy, available now on Apple TV+. Anyone for a cap game? We can put our league woes behind us for a weekend at least, as we have some Scottish Cup quarter-final action against Kilmarnock at Pittodrie this weekend. Kickoff is at 12:15pm. Alongside Red TV coverage, the match will be shown live on BBC One Scotland as well. Plenty of tickets available for the match, so head on over to afc.co.uk/etickets to order them now. Also in the Scottish Cup this weekend, on Sunday the 10th of March, there's 2 matches. First up, Celtic versus Livingston at 2:30pm, then Hibs versus Rangers at 5:30pm. Both will be shown live on Viaplay. Then on Monday evening, Greenock Morton versus Hearts at 7:45pm, live on the BBC Scotland channel. There are no matches in the Premiership at the weekend, but we do have a midweek league match on Wednesday the 13th of March, away to Dundee. Kickoff is at 7:45pm. No ticket details available for that yet, so if you just check the club website over the next few days. Also on the same night, it's Ross County versus Hibs. I'll be back with the AFC Donscast next Sunday, so join me to either celebrate a cup success or drown our sorrows in yet another loss. Who knows what will happen. If you're heading to Pittodrie on Saturday, remember the early kickoff and safe travels. Have a great week ahead and stand free.
can run.
But there's one place they can't hide.
Celebrity Big Brother, this March on ITV1 and ITVX.